Elevating Health and Hygiene and Convenience Stores. Howdy, folks. Mike Hernandez here. Welcome, Sales Associates, to this edition of Dive from C-Store Center, the podcast where we discuss the essentials of keeping our convenience stores safe, clean, and customer-friendly. In today's episode, we're rolling up our sleeves to tackle a topic fundamental to every aspect of our stores, health and hygiene practices. In convenience retail, where high traffic meets high-touch surfaces, the importance of maintaining stringent health and hygiene standards cannot be overstated. From the personal hygiene of our associates to the meticulous cleaning of store surfaces and the savvy use of personal protective equipment, every detail plays a pivotal role in safeguarding the health of our team and our valued customers. Today, we'll unpack the layers of effective hygiene practices, shedding light on the tried and true techniques that keep our stores shining and our community safe. So, whether you're behind the counter, stocking shelves, or managing operations, this episode is your go-to guide for elevating the cleanliness standards in your store. Let's dive in and discover how we can all contribute to a cleaner, healthier retail environment. Segment 1, the foundation of hygiene. Diving into the cornerstone of a healthy retail environment, let's explore personal hygiene's critical role in our convenience stores. It's more than just a set of good habits. It's our first defense against the spread of illness, acting as a shield protecting employees and customers. Personal hygiene and illness prevention. The connection between personal hygiene and health is undeniable, especially in a dynamic setting like a convenience store. Every interaction, transaction, and product handle carries the potential for germ transmission. It's here, amidst the hustle and bustle, that personal hygiene emerges as a practice and a responsibility. Maintaining high standards of personal cleanliness directly impacts the prevention of illness transmission. It's about creating an environment where germs find no foothold, where each clean hand and sanitized surface contributes to the overall well-being of the store community. The keystone habit, hand washing. The simple yet profound act of hand washing is at the heart of personal hygiene practices. Regular, thorough hand washing is not just a recommendation. It's a fundamental practice that every associate should embrace and embody. Proper hand washing involves scrubbing hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, ensuring all surfaces are clean, including the backs of hands, between fingers, and under nails. When performed regularly, this process can significantly reduce the spread of respiratory and gastrointestinal illnesses, keeping staff and customers healthier. As we reflect on the foundational role of personal hygiene in our stores, let's renew our commitment to these essential practices. Each act of hand washing, each moment spent ensuring our cleanliness, is a step towards a healthier, safer store environment. It's through these fundamental habits that we not only protect ourselves, but also show care and respect for the community we serve. Hand washing techniques, a deep dive. Building on the foundation of personal hygiene, let's zoom in on the linchpin of cleanliness, hand washing. This seemingly simple act is a powerhouse in the fight against germs and illness, but its effectiveness hinges on doing it correctly. Let's break down the art and science of proper hand washing to ensure we're all leveraging its full protective potential. The steps to proper hand washing. Hand washing, when done correctly, involves more than a quick rinse under water. Here's a step-by-step guide to thorough hand washing. 1. Wet your hands with clean, warm, or cold water and apply soap generously. 2. Lather your hands by rubbing them together with the soap. Don't skip the backs of your hands, between your fingers, and under your nails. 3. Scrub for at least 20 seconds. Need a timer. Hum the happy birthday song from beginning to end twice. 4. Rinse your hands well under clean, running water. 5. Dry your hands using a clean towel or air dry them. Wet hands transfer viruses more easily, so drying is a crucial step. Common hand washing mistakes and misconceptions. Despite its simplicity, hand washing is often done hastily or improperly, diminishing effectiveness. Here are some common pitfalls to avoid. Skipping areas, often people neglect the back of their hands, between the fingers, and under the nails. Germs love to hide in these nooks and crannies. Not washing long enough, the 20-second rule is there for a reason. Shorter durations can leave germs behind, ready to spread. Ignoring the need to dry, damp hands are a breeding ground for bacteria. Ensuring your hands are thoroughly dried is as vital as the wash itself. Overlooking soap, water alone isn't enough to dislodge and remove germs effectively. Soap is a crucial component in the hand washing equation. As we refine our hand washing techniques, let's remember this simple act's significant role in our overall store hygiene and health. By washing our hands properly and frequently, especially at crucial times like before eating, after using the restroom, or after handling shared items, we're not just keeping ourselves safe, we're contributing to a culture of cleanliness and care that benefits everyone in our store. Let's wash away those germs and misconceptions and take a solid step towards a healthier environment for all. Segment 2, Beyond the Basics, Personal Protective Equipment, PPE. Understanding PPE. Beyond the basics, personal protective equipment. With a solid grasp on the essentials of hand hygiene, it's time to layer on additional protection with personal protective equipment. In the convenience store setting, where interactions are frequent and surfaces are shared, PPE acts as a vital barrier, shielding associates and customers from potential contaminants. Understanding PPE in the convenience store context. PPE encompasses a variety of equipment designed to protect the wearer from hazards. In our stores, the most commonly used types include gloves, ideal for tasks like cleaning, handling trash, or stocking shelves. Gloves protect your hands from coming into direct contact with harmful substances or germs. Masks, especially crucial during heightened illness transmission. Masks help contain respiratory droplets, protecting the wearer and those around them. Face shields in certain scenarios, such as during deep cleaning tasks or when additional protection is needed. Face shields can provide an extra defense against splashes or sprays. Each type of PPE has its specific use case, and understanding when and how to use each item is key to maximizing its effectiveness. Proper donning and doffing of PPE. The benefits of PPE can only be fully realized when used correctly. This includes not only wearing it during appropriate times, but also putting it on, donning and taking it off, and doffing it in the right manner. Donning PPE, always start with clean hands. When putting on gloves, ensure they fit snugly and cover the wrist. Masks should cover the nose and mouth with a secure fit that minimizes gaps. If using a face shield, adjust it to cover the forehead, extending below the chin. Doffing PPE. 1. Remove PPE without touching the contaminated outer surfaces. 2. For gloves, peel them off inside out, and for masks, remove them using the straps without touching the front. 3. Dispose of single-use PPE immediately in a proper waste receptacle, and wash your hands thoroughly afterward. As we integrate PPE into our daily routines, let's view it not as a hindrance, but as a powerful ally in our ongoing commitment to health and safety. By selecting the appropriate PPE for the task at hand, donning and doffing it correctly, and combining its use with foundational hygiene practices like hand washing, we fortify our defenses against the spread of illness, ensuring our convenience store remains a haven for all. PPE in action, practical scenarios in the convenience store. Having explored the types of personal protective equipment and the proper ways to use them, let's delve into how PPE comes into play in our day-to-day operations. Certain tasks and situations in the convenience store environment call for using PPE not just as a precaution, but as a necessity for maintaining health and safety standards. Scenario 1, cleaning spills. Imagine a customer accidentally knocks over a bottle of juice, creating a spill in one of the aisles. In this scenario, gloves become an essential piece of PPE. Donning gloves before addressing the spill protects your skin from potential irritants and the cleaning agents and minimizes direct contact with the sticky mess. If the spill is large or requires more intensive cleaning chemicals, a mask might also be advisable to avoid inhaling fumes. Scenario 2, handling food items. When restocking shelves with fresh produce or packaged food items, wearing gloves can help prevent the transfer of germs from your hands to the food products. This is particularly crucial for items consumed raw or with minimal packaging. The use of gloves in food handling reassures customers about the hygiene standards of the store and helps maintain the quality and safety of the food being offered. Scenario 3, deep cleaning tasks. Periodic deep cleaning of the store, especially in high-touch areas like counters, door handles, and checkout stations, may require stronger cleaning agents than daily routines. In these instances, a comprehensive PPE kit, including gloves, masks, and even face shields, can provide necessary protection against chemical exposure and ensure the cleaning process is effective and safe for the associate undertaking the task. Scenario 4, during heightened health concerns. When public health advisories call for increased precaution, associates and customers can significantly reduce the risk of airborne transmission of illnesses by wearing masks and sometimes face shields. This practice, coupled with regular hand hygiene, becomes a critical aspect of store operations, safeguarding the well-being of everyone within the store. These real-life scenarios underscore the versatility and importance of PPE in our everyday responsibilities. By donning the appropriate PPE for each task, we protect ourselves and contribute to a culture of safety and cleanliness that customers expect from their convenience store experience. Let's embrace PPE as a key tool in our ongoing efforts to provide our community with a safe, healthy shopping environment. Segment 3, The Art of Cleanliness, Store Hygiene Practices. As we continue our journey through the essential practices that keep our convenience stores safe and welcoming, it's time to focus on the cornerstone of hygiene, the distinction between cleaning and sanitizing. Both are fundamental to our daily routines, yet they serve different, complementary roles in our overarching goal of maintaining a pristine store environment. Cleaning versus sanitizing, understanding the distinction. Cleaning is the process of removing visible dirt, debris, and dust from surfaces. It involves the use of detergents, water, and physical scrubbing to reduce the number of impurities that can harbor germs. Cleaning is an essential first step because it physically clears away substances that can interfere with the effectiveness of sanitizing agents. Sanitizing, on the other hand, goes a step further. It involves using specific chemical solutions or heat to safely reduce the number of bacteria and viruses on surfaces, as defined by public health standards. Sanitizing doesn't necessarily clean dirty surfaces, but it's crucial for killing germs that can lead to illnesses, making it an indispensable practice in areas where food is handled or where customer contact is frequent. Why both are crucial for store hygiene. Integrating cleaning and sanitizing into our hygiene routines is non-negotiable in the context of a convenience store, where the turnover of goods and foot traffic is high. Cleaning ensures that our shelves, floors, and counters are free from grime and residues that can make the store unappealing and potentially unsafe. Following up with sanitizing treatments on key touchpoints like door handles, checkout areas, and food service counters helps to minimize the risk of germ transmission among staff and customers. Together, cleaning and sanitizing form the backbone of our hygiene practices, creating an environment that looks clean and upholds the highest health safety standards. By diligently adhering to these practices, we reassure our customers that their well-being is our top priority, fostering a sense of trust and loyalty that extends far beyond the products on our shelves. Embracing the art of cleanliness through thoughtful cleaning and meticulous sanitizing is more than just a duty. It's a testament to our commitment to excellence in every aspect of our store's operation. Let's continue to prioritize these essential practices, ensuring that our convenience store remains a beacon of cleanliness and care in the community. Routine cleaning schedule, structuring store hygiene. Building on the foundational principles of cleaning and sanitizing, the next critical step in upholding our store's hygiene standards is implementing a routine cleaning schedule. This structured approach ensures that all areas of the store, especially those that see the most use, receive the attention needed to remain clean and safe for customers and staff. The importance of a cleaning schedule. A well-defined cleaning schedule serves multiple vital functions in the daily operations of a convenience store. Consistency, it ensures that cleaning tasks are performed regularly and thoroughly, preventing the buildup of dirt and grime that can become more challenging to address over time. Comprehensiveness, the schedule ensures that no section is overlooked, from the sales floor and restrooms to the storage areas and employee break rooms, by delineating specific tasks for different areas of the store. Accountability, a schedule assigns clear responsibilities to team members, fostering a sense of ownership and accountability for the cleanliness of their designated areas. Focusing on high-touch surfaces. In the age of heightened health awareness, special emphasis must be placed on cleaning and sanitizing high-touch surfaces. These include door handles, checkout counters, touch screens, refrigerator doors, and other surfaces that multiple people frequently handle throughout the day. Incorporating these high-touch areas into the daily cleaning schedule helps reduce the transmission of germs and reassures customers that the store is taking proactive steps to safeguard their health. This aspect of the cleaning schedule may require more frequent attention, adapting to peak store hours and customer flow to ensure these areas are addressed as needed. As we integrate a routine cleaning schedule into our store's operations, we're not just performing a series of tasks, we're weaving a tapestry of care and diligence that covers every corner of our environment. This structured approach to cleanliness is a hallmark of our commitment to providing a shopping experience that is not only pleasant but, above all, safe. Let's each take pride in our role within this schedule, knowing that through our efforts, we're contributing to the well-being and satisfaction of everyone who walks through our doors. product-specific cleaning protocols safeguarding sensitive areas, with a routine cleaning schedule firmly in place addressing the broader landscape of store hygiene. It's essential to hone in on the more nuanced aspect of our cleaning regimen, product-specific cleaning protocols. Certain areas within our convenience store, particularly those involved in food preparation and restrooms, demand a specialized approach to cleaning and sanitizing due to their heightened risk of contamination. Cleaning protocols for food preparation zones. Food preparation areas are at the heart of many convenience stores, serving quick, delicious options for our customers. The nature of handling and serving food necessitates stringent cleaning protocols to prevent foodborne illnesses. Surfaces and equipment, countertops, cutting boards, utensils, and equipment used in food preparation must be cleaned and sanitized after each use. This includes switching out cutting boards and utensils between different food products to avoid cross-contamination. Hand hygiene. Staff involved in food prep must wash their hands thoroughly before and after handling food items and after any interruption that might result in hand contamination, such as handling money or cleaning. Storage areas. Regular cleaning and inspection of refrigeration units and dry storage areas ensure that the environment storing food ingredients remain contamination-free and organized, reducing the risk of using expired or spoiled items. Restroom cleaning protocols. Restrooms, given their nature, are critical areas that require rigorous and frequent cleaning to maintain a hygienic environment. Frequent sanitization, high-touch surfaces in restrooms, such as door handles, faucet handles, and flush levers, should be sanitized multiple times throughout the day to minimize germ transmission. Deep cleaning. In addition to regular upkeep, restrooms should undergo a thorough deep cleaning routine to address areas that might be overlooked during quicker daily cleanings. Supply checks. Regular checks to ensure the availability of soap, hand sanitizer, and paper towels encourage good hand hygiene practices among staff and customers. By implementing these product-specific cleaning protocols, we adhere to health and safety regulations and underscore our store's commitment to providing a clean, safe environment. These meticulous practices in food preparation zones and restrooms serve as a testament to our dedication to excellence, reinforcing our customers' trust in us for their convenience and nourishment needs. Let's continue to uphold these high standards of cleanliness, ensuring every corner of our store reflects our commitment to health and hygiene. Segment 4, Fostering a Culture of Cleanliness. Here, we turn our attention to the broader collective responsibility we share. Fostering a culture of cleanliness within our convenience store. This culture transcends individual tasks, becoming a shared ethos defining our team and service. Cultivating team hygiene habits. The cornerstone of this culture lies in the habits we cultivate as a team. Here are some actionable tips to ensure that good hygiene practices become second nature to every staff member. Lead by example. Leadership sets the tone for expected behavior. When managers and senior team members consistently demonstrate a commitment to hygiene through regular hand washing, meticulous cleaning, or correct PPE use, they inspire the entire team to follow suit. Create hygiene champions. Identify and empower hygiene champions within the team, individuals who are particularly diligent about cleanliness. These champions can help motivate others, share tips, and provide gentle reminders to maintain high standards. Incorporate hygiene into daily routines. Make hygiene practices an integral part of daily routines, ensuring tasks like hand washing, equipment cleaning, and surface sanitizing are as habitual as clocking in and out. Provide continuous training and resources. Regular training sessions on hygiene and cleanliness, along with readily available resources, reinforce the importance of these practices and ensure all team members are equipped to uphold them. By embedding these principles into the fabric of our team dynamics, we nurture a culture where cleanliness is practiced and valued, where each member understands their role in upholding our store's hygiene standards. This collective commitment enhances the safety and well-being of our staff and customers. It elevates the overall shopping experience, affirming our store's reputation as a clean, welcoming space for the community. Let's take these steps together, fostering a culture of cleanliness that resonates in every aisle and corner of our store. Customer engagement, involving our community in cleanliness. As we embrace and cultivate a culture of cleanliness within our team, it's crucial to extend this ethos beyond the confines of our staff areas and into the broader store environment, directly involving our customers in these efforts. Engaging customers and maintaining hygiene standards reinforces the store's safety and fosters a sense of community and shared responsibility. making hygiene accessible to customers. One of the most effective ways to involve customers in our cleanliness culture is by making hygiene practices accessible and straightforward for them. Hand sanitizer stations, strategically placing hand sanitizer stations at key points throughout the store, such as the entrance, near the checkout counters, and in the food service area, encourages customers to sanitize their hands frequently, reducing the potential spread of germs. Disinfectant wipes for carts and baskets, providing disinfectant wipes for customers to clean cart and basket handles before use is another practical measure that enhances safety and visibly demonstrates the store's commitment to cleanliness. Communicating hygiene expectations. Clear communication plays a vital role in engaging customers with our hygiene standards. Clear, friendly signage that guides customers on expected hygiene practices within the store can be highly effective. Whether it's reminders to use hand sanitizer, instructions for wiping down carts, or guidelines for safe distancing in checkout lines, these signs help set expectations and encourage compliance. Digital platforms, leveraging the store's digital platforms, such as social media or email newsletters, to communicate hygiene practices and updates can reach customers before they enter the store, preparing them to participate in these practices during their visit. By actively involving our customers in our culture of cleanliness, we not only enhance the safety and hygiene of our store environment, but also build a stronger, more conscientious community. These efforts, from accessible hand sanitizer stations to clear signage and communication, demonstrate our unwavering commitment to the well-being of every person who walks through our doors. Let's continue to work together, staff and customers alike, to maintain and elevate the hygiene standards that define our store as a safe, welcoming place for all. Conclusion and call to action. As we wrap up today's insightful journey into the world of health and hygiene practices crucial for our convenience stores, let's take a moment to reflect on the key themes we've explored. From the foundational importance of personal hygiene and the meticulous art of hand washing to the protective layer provided by personal protective equipment and the critical need for routine cleaning schedules tailored to our unique store environments, each element contributes to the tapestry of cleanliness that we strive to maintain. We delved into the specific protocols required for sensitive areas like food preparation zones and restrooms and brought these concepts to life through hands-on demonstrations. Moreover, we discussed the importance of fostering a culture of cleanliness among our team and engaging our valued customers in these efforts, ensuring that everyone plays a part in upholding our store's hygiene standards. Now it's time for action. Reflect on the practices currently in place at your store. Are there areas where you could enhance your hygiene routines? How can you, as an integral part of your store's team, contribute to a culture of continuous improvement and cleanliness? Let's uphold these essential standards, ensuring our convenience stores remain safe, clean, and welcoming spaces for everyone. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience stores balance the urgency of quick customer service with the requirements of meticulous health and hygiene practices without compromising on either? 2. How can convenience stores leverage technology to enhance hygiene and safety practices? And how can this integration improve employee compliance and customer satisfaction? 3. Considering the diverse demographics that convenience stores serve, how can hygiene and safety protocols be adapted to cater to the specific needs and expectations of different customer groups, such as elderly individuals or those with young children? 4. How can convenience stores measure the effectiveness of their hygiene and safety protocols in real time? And what indicators should be used to assess and adapt these practices for continuous improvement? 5. What role can convenience store employees play in educating customers about hygiene practices within the store environment? And how can this engagement contribute to a safer shopping experience for everyone? Thank you for tuning into another insightful dive episode from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. I encourage you to visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more convenience store employee-related content. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Dive from C Store Center is a sink or swim production.